It isn't important that you know that you have been in trance many times before, even many times when you didn't recognize you were in a trance state. It isn't important that you know that you are going deeply into trance right now. You know you can be totally unaware of how gradually you slip under, until you look back and realize how you've been relaxing and listening and accepting more and more with each passing moment. Because it isn't important at all that you recognize that you are already totally and helplessly hypnotized. Even if you don't know it yet, you can still be so deep and suggestible. You know that a suggestion is just a suggestion. It is a seed, an idea that is planted. And when a seed is planted, sometimes it can grow. And when you have an idea planted in your mind, you can't do anything to prevent it from growing there. It can put down roots that run much deeper than you realize. And it can come back again and again, once it has been thought of, even once. You may turn your attention to other things, or try not to think about, or act on, or even become completely obsessed by the ideas that I plant in your mind, but you can't ever go back and unthink them. Once a thought, or an image, or a feeling has been presented to you, it becomes a part of you in your memory. Even if you forget it, it will still have had an influence on you, whether you know it or not. And an influence is like a suggestion. Do you think that it is better to try to forget the ideas that I'm implanting in your mind, even though that means they'll have their effects on you from beneath the surface without you realizing it? Or will you choose to keep them at the front of your mind, to really focus on them, so that you can at least understand what my ideas are going to be doing to you from now on? You can choose whichever you'd like, and you can always choose how you want to fall into the traps that I set for you. That I set for you? Yes. But you are the one who falls into them, because you know that the best thing about hypnosis is that you are doing it to yourself. I sketch out a nice dream, a pleasant little path for you to explore, but you are the one who undertakes the journey. You steer yourself deep into trance, into a state where you can be changed and controlled by my words, and you start that process long before you ever listen. You have these desires. You choose what to download. You play the file. You obey the instructions. You think the thoughts and take the actions that are mentioned to you, and it changes you. And as much as I may enjoy the thought of you acting out my suggestions and behaving as I said that you should, you're the one who is enslaving yourself for me. And you do it because you enjoy it. It feels good to you to do this to yourself. It may make you feel better to think that I'm tricking you into it or forcing you in some way. Maybe you can even pick out the specific techniques that I'm using to do this to you. But really, though I am providing you with the tools to do it, you are the one who is hypnotizing and enslaving yourself for me. Oh, and just so we're clear, just because you are doing it to yourself doesn't make you any less of a slave. If anything, it makes it even more true. You are such a slave that you are actually throwing yourself down at my feet and hoping that I'll take advantage of you, or at least take notice of you. Why do you do it? Is it because you find it very arousing to be controlled? Is it because you want to see if together you and I can change you into something you had never expected, or maybe something that you had secretly wanted to be but didn't know how? Or maybe you were afraid or embarrassed to accept it without pretending that someone else made you like it. Is that called playing with fire? Are you a moth attracted to a flame? Will you get burned? Burning is hot. Hot also means sexy, aroused. Burning can mean desire. How close can you get? How close do you want to get? Is part of the pleasure that you believe that you can fly so close to this fire and come away safe? Does it make you feel comfortable exploring this pleasant danger because you believe you could stop it if it gets to be too much? Do you really believe that you can fly free any little time if only you wanted? I'm sure you could, but only if you wanted. And I think you don't want that at all. I think that you want to be drawn in. I think that you want me to tell you that you have no choice but to be drawn in now. Now that I've done something tricky so that you are now powerless to resist my suggestions. Do you think that this is what has happened? You're still listening, after all, and that means you're still letting me plant these ideas in your mind, even after I've told you that you'll never quite get rid of them or their influence on you, no matter what you do, even if you forget about them completely. Maybe especially if you forget about them completely. Because then you wouldn't even know why you find yourself feeling a strong desire to be enslaved. Why the sky at night when you see a full moon would remind you to think about fire and moths and desires and getting down on your knees with your head bowed and your eyes closed as if you were waiting for your master's voice to guide you. Why ever would seeing the silver circle of a full moon hanging in the night sky remind you that you feel an aching need to be put into deep trance where you could be forced to enjoy having your mind warped and your will stolen? And that seed has been planted now. The thing about a seed is, you never know what it will grow into. You can guess, sometimes, what it might be inside. But so much complexity can be found in such small and seemingly simple packages. Who would guess, just by looking, if they didn't already know, that an acorn had an oak tree inside it? I may leave a small suggestion here and there, and as you hypnotize yourself and nurture these seedling ideas into their fullness, you may find that there was much more to it than there seemed. You can listen to this over and over again, over and over, and you still won't comprehend all that these ideas can become inside you. It is okay if you feel compelled to listen to this over and over, but it isn't really necessary. After all, now that you've heard it even once, it has gotten into you, and there is room for so much more. I could make a garden in your mind, an Eden, complete with a golden-tongued serpent, whispering sweet corruptions to you, suggesting that you try just a bite of this forbidden fruit. Is that what it would be like? I'm sure it would be perfectly safe if you want to take that chance. It's okay if you want to beg me for it, to write me or leave a comment where I can find him, to tell me how much you want me to give you more suggestions to subvert your mind. I would love to hear how you'd like your enslavement to continue and what would help you to submit even better. And so, if you would like to do that now, you can certainly wake up now and do that. Or, if you would prefer, you can stay here a while and maybe listen again and think about the things I've told you. You also have the choice of getting up from this and walking away and pretending it never happened. But I wonder what would happen then.